Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The 21st Commonwealth Games are officially underway after a spectacular opening ceremony Wednesday on the Gold Coast of Australia. A crowd of 35,000 packed Carrara Stadium in Queensland, which is normally the home of the Australian Rules football club Gold Coast Suns. Well, there was a heavy downpour of rain at the start of the festivities, but that couldn't dampen the spirits of the fans, athletes, and officials. They were treated to a ceremony showcasing music, singing, and dancing, drawing on Australia's history and traditions. The first gold medal of the 2018 Commonwealth Games will be awarded Thursday in the women's triathlon competition. More than 6,500 athletes from about 70 countries, including 18 African nations, are expected to participate in the Games, which end on April 15th. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. A spectacular goal by Cristiano Ronaldo in Italy is generating social media feedback all over the world. The Portuguese star scored on a stunning overhead bicycle kick for his second goal of the night to help Real Madrid beat 10-man Juventus 3-0 in the first leg of their UEFA Champions League quarterfinal series in Turin. For more reaction to Ronaldo's moment of magic, we're joined once again by my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Cristiano Ronaldo thanked Juventus fans for their standing ovation following that spectacular kick. And as you can probably imagine, the Twitter sphere exploded. The post read along these lines: "Seen a lot of great goals in my time, but that is absolutely breathtaking from Ronaldo." And this one: "Ronaldo went to another level yesterday." Ronaldo himself posted a video on his Twitter page and said, in part, "It was a spectacular goal, probably one of the best of my career." At a news conference held after the match, the Juventus coach talked about Ronaldo's extraordinary goal.
Ha fatto un gol straordinario.
Coach Allegri said, "I would say that, without detracting other players, he has been the best forward in the world for a couple of years now. He plays this role, and I can only compliment him for what he did." British striker Peter Crouch waxed nostalgic after watching Ronaldo's second goal. Crouch scored a similar bicycle kick in the Champions League in 2006. He took to Twitter and said, "There are only a few of us who can do that." Ronaldo has now become the first player in the history of the Champions League to score in 10 consecutive games. 10! Amazing. In U.S. sports news, let's turn to the golf course. Tiger Woods is calling himself a walking miracle heading into Thursday's opening round of the U.S. Masters. Tiger has missed three of the previous four Masters because of back problems. At a press conference in Augusta, Tiger says it's been a hard climb getting back on course.
Well, it was been a tough road. I've described a little bit of it, you know, the pain of just sitting there and the amount of times that I've fallen because my leg didn't work or I just had to lay on the ground for extended periods of times. There were some really dark dark times.
However, Tiger is looking so good going into this year's competition, many favor him to win, which could rank as one of the greatest sporting comebacks of all time. But Tiger warns us not to get ahead of ourselves.
I have four rounds to play, so let's just kind of slow down. I've had anticipation like this prior. If you remember, the buildup was from the PGA in 2000 to the Masters in 2001, 9 months of building up, what that tournament would mean. And you know, it's the same thing. I got to go play and then let the chips fall where they may, and hopefully I end up on top. But I got a lot of work to do between now and then.
This year's Masters will be Tiger's first since 2015, and Sonny, it should be very exciting. So stay tuned for that and more. Back to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In another first leg UEFA Champions League quarterfinal result Tuesday, Bayern Munich came from behind to beat host Sevilla 2-1 in Spain. Pablo Sarabia delighted the hometown fans with a goal in the 31st minute to put Sevilla in front 1-0. But five-time European champion Bayern rallied with an own goal by Jesus Navas before halftime and then secured the victory in the 68th minute on a header by Thiago. Both times, the ball deflected off a defender. There are two more first-leg UEFA Champions League quarterfinal matches on this Wednesday evening. Lionel Messi and Barcelona are at home in Spain against the Italian club Roma. And in an all-English matchup, Liverpool is hosting Manchester City. And speaking of Liverpool, the club's Cameroonian international, Joel Matip, will likely miss the rest of the season after suffering a leg injury 4 days ago in a 2-1 victory at Crystal Palace. In a statement, Liverpool said the 26-year-old Matip has a thigh injury and will likely need an operation that will end his season. Joel Matip has made 25 English Premier League appearances this season, scoring once. And speaking of scoring, Liverpool's African strike force of Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah had the goals in that road victory against Crystal Palace. The Senegalese Mane scored in the 49th minute, and Egyptian star Mo Salah, the 2017 African Footballer of the Year, found the net in the 84th minute. It was Salah's 29th Premier League goal of the season, tops among all players. And I'm sure fans of the Reds of Liverpool are hoping Salah can do more of his goal-scoring magic on this Wednesday evening when they host Man City. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In more African football news, World Cup-bound Tunisia has announced a friendly match against Turkey June 1st in Switzerland as part of the team's final preparations for Russia 2018. Now, the tune-up game will come 4 days after a high-profile friendly in Lisbon, where the Carthage Eagles of Tunisia are scheduled to take on Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal. The Tunisians are coming off friendly victories last month against Costa Rica and Iran, with both wins coming by 1-0 scorelines. The Tunisians have also scheduled a friendly match on June 9th in Russia against 2010 World Cup champion Spain. The match against the Spaniards will more than likely be the last friendly for the Tunisians before they officially kick off their World Cup campaign against England on June 18th in Volgograd, Russia. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia are making their fifth World Cup appearance and first since 2006. They've never advanced past the group stage in their previous World Cup appearances. More African football news. Nigerian striker Obafemi Martins is expected to be sidelined at least 6 months after tearing his hamstring muscle Tuesday in an Asian Super League match. His Chinese club, Shanghai Shenhua, announced the injury on Wednesday. The 33-year-old Martins was carried off the pitch midway through the first half in that Asian Super League match against Japan's Kashima Antlers. The match ended in a 2-2 draw. Martin signed with Shanghai Shenhua 2 years ago after a successful stint with the Seattle Sounders in Major League Soccer. Martin scored 40 goals in 72 appearances for the Sounders. His season-ending hamstring injury came 3 days, only 3 days after he scored a hat trick for Shanghai Shenhua in a 4-2 victory over Hebei China Fortune. Obafemi Martins certainly didn't have good fortune with that hamstring injury, and we hope he heals well in China, and I'm guessing he'll even come back to Nigeria for his rehabilitation. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. It's time for my Wednesday basketball chat with Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the chief of The Voice of America Swahili service. Sporty greetings, Mwamoyo.
Always a pleasure to be here, Sonny.
Always a pleasure. Always a delight to have you here in studio on Wednesday's Memorial. And those National Basketball Association playoff races, they're really heating up right now.
They're heating up real fast, and teams are jostling, looking for positions, looking for who do I want to meet in the playoffs.
Well,
it's exciting time.
Exciting time indeed. I've got the standings right in front of me, Mwamoyo. One of those teams jostling for playoff position, the Philadelphia 76ers. I think right now they're the hottest team in the NBA. They've won like 11 games in a row.
They're on 11-game win streak, and they're doing very well. They're missing Joel Embiid. We'll get to that, I think. But they are doing very, very well so far. They're going into the playoffs with a very good, you know, speed and rhythm.
Speed and rhythm, and they definitely had the speed and rhythm last night, Mwamoyo. They beat the Brooklyn Nets in Philadelphia 121-95. It was their third consecutive win without Embiid. Tell our VOA listeners about his injury and maybe when he'll be coming back.
Now, there are no clear indication when exactly he's going to come back, but he went out with a sore knee. And so he's one of the three top players who might, you know, missed the first round. And that spelled trouble for a number of teams. But for Philadelphia, the way they are playing and the way where they are right now on the playoff list, they are likely to meet Indiana. So their chances of surviving playing the first round without Embiid looks much better than, let's say, Boston Celtics. Boston, they are likely to miss Kyrie Irving in the playoffs. Boston, chances are, it looks like they might meet Washington Wizards. And if they do, that's trouble anyways, because Washington Wizards always gives Boston trouble. Now, if they have to play Boston in the first round without Kyrie Irving, that's a lot of hard work for Boston Celtics. And if they have to meet Milwaukee Bucks, then they have to deal with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
great player,
and without Kyrie running that team, Boston Celtics look like they're in a lot of trouble. Now let's move to the Western Conference. Western Conference, you have Steph Curry, who might miss the first round with Golden State Warriors. It all depends on who they meet in the first round. There is a good chance that they might meet OKC, And if they do, Golden State Warriors are in trouble. This is why. Russell Westbrook, when he plays Golden State Warriors, he always dominates the game, regardless of who is in there. Now, if they're missing Steph Curry and they only have KD and the other, you know, role players, Golden State Warriors will be in big, big trouble playing OKC without Steph Curry in the first round.
You mentioned Steph Curry, and Kyrie Irving for that matter. Another star guard, John Wall, recently returned to the court for the Washington Wizards. Unfortunately, he didn't do enough last night because they went up against James Harden and the Houston Rockets. The Rockets won that game 120-104. And Wall had 9 points and 10 assists. I guess the Wizards are hoping Wall can maybe get healthy and get into that rhythm you were talking about.
Yes. Use the last how many games they're remaining with, I think five or six. Use these last games to get into rhythm. And for a player like John Wall, who is very experienced, that it won't take much for him to get into rhythm. The question is, can he do it with the same speed that he plays with? Because without his speed, John Wall won't be as effective. And there's the question of how is he going to use this time to get into the rhythm, into the chemistry, into the team chemistry going into the playoffs.
Let's come back to a couple of the big men you mentioned, Momoyo, with ties to Africa. Embiid is from Cameroon. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, his parents are from Nigeria. Well, what does Embiid bring to the 76ers as they get ready for the playoffs?
He brings as a big, and he plays different big, because he can run, he can dribble the ball, he can shoot from outside, he can slide, he can cut. So he when he plays with Simmons, the whole team gels so well because the opponents, they really have to pay attention where Joel Embiid is. And it's not like any other, you know, center player who only wants to be, you know, inside. He can draw defenders outside. So that brings a lot of trouble for other players and also opens the way for Simmons.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, 29 points on Tuesday night, also had a key block with less than a minute left in the game. The Bucks beat the Celtics 106-102. Maybe another playoff preview right there, Momoyo.
Exactly, and it will be exciting to watch that matchup because, as you just said, I mean, last night's game gave us a glimpse of what could happen in the playoffs.
Another playoff glimpse, perhaps, on Tuesday night. The Cleveland Cavaliers, once again led by LeBron James, defeat the Toronto Raptors 112-106 in Cleveland, two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. Sounds like the Cavs are ready, Momoyo.
And that is a very big win, a morale booster for Cleveland Cavaliers. All the season, we know they have been up and down, trouble here and there, but now they are playing well. Kevin Love is back. He's making them threes. And LeBron seems to be very much aware where Love is on the pitch every time. So he makes very good passes. And all the time, every time when the ball gets to him, he makes a three.
LeBron has been playing some excellent basketball since the All-Star break, really. 27 points last night, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Everybody says James Harden is the MVP, but that LeBron could be the MVP every year.
LeBron could be MVP every year. He's a perennial favorite. But James Harden, I think, deserves it this year.
I agree. I agree.
He has played so well, very consistently. His team has been consistent. And now they're going into the playoffs as favorites in the Western Conference.
James Harden, 38 points last night, 9 assists. People forget that he passes that basketball, too. And again, the Rockets defeated my beloved Wizards 120-104. Let's give a shout out for another African player, Momoyo. Luke Ba-Amute He had 9 points last night.
9 points, and he's been very, very key with the Houston Rockets. He's a key role player. Every time he comes on, he makes good contribution in terms of points, blocking, and even assists.
Taking a look at the standings right now, Memorial, the Rockets have the NBA's best record, 63 wins, only 15 losses. And they'll have home court advantage throughout the playoffs.
Throughout the playoffs. And that's very important, especially when you are playing teams such as Golden State Warriors, or if it goes into the finals, whoever comes out of the Eastern Conference, Houston will have the home court advantage. That is very important in the playoffs.
You mentioned Curry being out for the first round for the Warriors. Do the Rockets have enough explosive power to dethrone the Warriors?
Well, there's a pause there.
A pause, I like that.
There's a pause there. I mean, they do. They have enough firepower. They have demonstrated that they can contend with them. But when it gets into the playoffs, and Golden State Warriors, they have all their pieces together. Steph Curry's back. KD is there, Thompson. It's a toss-up. So anything can happen between these two teams. But you can say that Houston Rockets have a very good chance.
Right now, Houston and Golden State on top in the West. The number three team in the West, the Portland Trail Blazers. They've been blazing some new trails this season. What do you think of their playoff chances, Memorial?
You know, just as they've been going into the playoffs, they have been on a 11-game winning streak at some point. So they've also been playing very good basketball, and you know they're lacking in terms of playoff experience. They don't go deep into the playoff experience, so that's their only weakness. But otherwise, that's another team to watch out of the Western Conference.
Speaking of teams to watch, what other storylines are you watching ahead of the playoffs, Memorial?
I'm watching I'm really intrigued with Boston Celtics. Boston Celtics, when Kyrie Irving comes back, they have the ability to upset the Western Conference.
Mm.
Toronto Raptors, they're always, you know, they play well, they go into the playoffs and they get, you know, stuck somewhere in the middle. They meet Washington Wizards. Washington Wizards, your beloved Washington Wizards, they're always a spoiler for Toronto Raptors. But Boston Celtics, as much as I can say, I don't want to say that they are going to win the Eastern Conference, but I think they can bring a very, very interesting play into the playoffs and upset a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference. Western Conference, I think we're just talking here, Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors. San Antonio Spurs without Kawhi Leonard, I don't think they can go very far. So we're only talking two teams here.
The Philadelphia 76ers, they're going to be in the playoffs for the first time since 2012. One of the youngest teams in the league, Memorial. If they can get Embiid back healthy, do you think they can maybe upset a few of these teams?
They will upset some teams, and they might go to the Western Conference Finals.
Mm, Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern Conference, I mean, yeah.
So you think they can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals?
They can make it. They're on a very good streak. They're playing very well. They get Embiid back.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Memorial Hoops Hamza. Always great chatting with you on Wednesdays, Memorial.
Always a pleasure.
And I'll close by saying, go Wizards! Go Wizards! All right. And that wraps up the April 4th. It's April 4th. No April Fools. It's April 4th. And that wraps up the April 4th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Cornelius Tenner. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it. Next, an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Today, on the 50-year anniversary, we mourn the assassination of civil rights leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Martin Luther King. Born in 1929 into the family of an Atlanta Baptist minister, young Martin was a gifted child who entered Morehouse College at 15 years old, where he studied theology under the mentorship of Dr. Benjamin Mays, an outspoken advocate for racial equality. In 1955, Martin Luther King earned a doctorate in theology from Boston University. That year, he made his first significant mark on the civil rights movement, leading a bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama. Under Alabama's segregationist laws of the time, black customers were required to ride in the back of the bus and to give up their seats for a white passenger. But on December 1, 1955, African-American seamstress Rosa Parks, tired after a hard day's work, refused to yield her bus seat to a white passenger. She was arrested and fined. 4 days later, Dr. King organized a bus boycott, during which African-Americans refused to ride city buses to protest segregated seating. The boycott began on December 5, 1955, and ended on December 20, 1956. Ultimately, the U.S. Supreme Court ordered Montgomery to integrate its bus system. The bus boycott is regarded as the first large-scale U.S. demonstration against segregation. Dr. King was heavily influenced by Mahatma Gandhi, who utilized nonviolent actions to effect change. Until his death in 1968, Dr. King organized and participated in mass action boycotts, sit-ins, peaceful marches, and other nonviolent acts of civil disobedience. On July 2, 1964, the hard work of Dr. King and thousands of civil rights activists was rewarded with the signing of the Civil Rights Act, which prohibits segregation in public places, as well as employment discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, gender, or national origin. For his nonviolent resistance to racial prejudice, Dr. King was awarded the 1964 Nobel Peace Prize. At 35 years of age, he was the youngest person ever to receive the award. On April 4, 1968, as he stood on a hotel balcony in Memphis, Tennessee, Dr. King was fatally shot by petty thief and virulent racist James Earl Ray. At the time of his death, Dr. King was 39 years old. Nonetheless, his life is well summed up in his own words. The quality, not the longevity of one's life, is what is important.
That was an editorial reflecting American ideals and institutions.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we continue our discussion about presidential transitions on the continent. We'll take a closer look at Sierra Leone, where a troubled runoff is underway. Sierra Leone's Supreme Court approved the Election Commission's request to delay the runoff presidential vote after the lifting of an interim injunction that had stalled preparations.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 1730 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.